Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At 9:30 this morning, Patriots quarterback Cam Newton, and I'm sure Wiggy will demand during that interview that he be extended for 10 to 15 years as the quarterback of the New England Patriots. So Cam Newton will join us at 9:30. That's your guy.
That'll get ratings up. He's going to be the quarterback for the next 4 years.
That'll do it when it comes to the NFL ratings? I don't know.
That'll do it here locally.
I don't know.
Because now we can fall in love with Cam Newton. Right now, we want to fall in love, but we're afraid that Cam ain't going to be here next year.
I would have expected that after that win against the Dolphins, that the ratings for that Patriots-Seahawks game would have been giant on Sunday night.
I think, Greg, people thought that the Pats were going to get blown out. I don't think people gave them a realistic...
Well, you still want to watch the game, though.
Right, but sometimes there are games, you know, if you know it's going to be a blowout, maybe you're not really into it as much as you would be if it's...
Why? It's Russell Wilson alone. Russell Wilson is the guy that people would watch. I mean, he is unbelievable.
Right. Well, that's why I said Monday's going to be perfect, because I think everybody wants to tune in for Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson.
This is Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I was listening on my way to work to the conversation earlier about, you know, people pissed about looking at the Black Lives Matter stuff. They don't want to watch TV, the sports anymore. Where were these people? And I think it was 2017. I can't be certain, but I was trying to Google it, but I was on the phone. When Trump was running his, like, Mueller exoneration PR campaign during the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, it completely ruined the tournament for me to watch his stupid PR campaign about that. You remember that?
I don't remember that specifically, but I don't believe that the college football ratings are down at all. In fact, I think they're up. And so,
are they?
Can you correlate that to the fact that you don't really see any kind of political message sent your way during a college football game on Saturdays?
Yeah, maybe. It's all politics. That's why there's a. And I asked Ken and Curtis is off the air. I'd love to know, like, what the percentage is of white Americans that were football fans that turned away because of the, when you think of these, you know, social justice, you see a lot of black athletes at the forefront of it. I wonder how many of them have said, I want you just to entertain me. I don't want this in my face.
But now you're making assumptions based on race.
Yeah. Well,
can't you assume that whatever your race is, you just want to see football? You don't want to see a bunch of extra stuff in there?
But I think it's different, right? Because the movement for what we're seeing here, like at least in the sports world, is about Black Lives Matter and the equality for black people, right? So when you know what the movement, if it was a Me Too movement where you know, okay, it's for women's rights, you can now say, all right, what portion of the population might be against that? And that's why I kind of look at it and I ask the question, when you see, you know, are there people who are like white Americans who are alienated by that because there's these black athletes and it's about the Black Lives Matter movement? And does that turn them away from watching that because they might feel?
So you're guessing that there were 5 million Americans who didn't watch that game Sunday night because they're racist?
No, I didn't say racist. See, I'd like to know the percentage, you know, based on their what is it? Their demographic, right? As far as
just one demographic.
Demographics, right? As far as the 5 million, how many of them were, you know, black? We do it all the time. Black, white, Latino, as far as that breakdown of people who didn't watch the game.
And we have a couple ratings notes. This is actually really interesting from last weekend. So two things. One, college football outrated the Lakers Rockets semifinal playoff game. And
not surprising.
And Notre Dame in the 2:30 game against Duke, so this is the first weekend of the year, had a 140% ratings increase year to year for the same time slot on NBC.
Yes.
So college football is being watched.
BC was off the charts.
Oh, man. BC was easy. Dominant. National easy. Champion contender.
But don't, Greg, don't you, when I say that to you, can you see where that might kind of, that breakdown, wouldn't it be interesting to see what that breakdown is? Because the same way I told you that there are a lot of black football fans who said, I'm not watching the NFL because they blackballed Colin Kaepernick, right? So don't you think that if you would, like, wouldn't it be interesting to see what the breakdown would be percentage versus,
yes,
you know, the
would.
Ethnicity of the viewers?
But I think it's okay to say that whether you're white or black or Latino, you may just want to watch NFL football without all kinds of political messages being jammed down your throat.
I know, and that's true, Greg, but I think one thing that we don't talk about is you go back in the history of the NFL, like the last 5 to 10 years, you had the Ray Rice incident, you had the Josh Brown incident, you had some serious domestic violence issues, you had the Tyreek Hill incident with his son, and you have all of this, and that hadn't really seemed to do anything. The NFL was like bulletproof when it came to that.
But Greg, when you, because you keep saying political message, what's the political message that you see in the NFL?
Well, first of all, I have to say this. I love football. I watch. It doesn't matter to me. It's like Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
Okay. I love Bruce.
You tune it out.
I'm able to tune out his very left-leaning agenda when he's doing a concert.
The rhetoric.
Okay. I'm able to tune that out. I tune it out during the games. The text messages that I'm getting say that it's about the commercials that are airing during the game.
But
I don't know what commercials. You'll have to have somebody call and tell you what they object to. And you know what?
I think we know, though, right? I think we know what the political message is in the sports world, right? I think it's simple. It's Breonna Taylor. It's George Floyd. It's the Black Lives Matter message, right? So it's not like there's messages of like we need lower taxes, or we need to, you know, universal health care and this, that, and the other, where people are like torn between how they feel. It's very simple, the message that you're seeing in sports. It's the, in the NFL, it's end racism, right?
But everything, Wiggy, goes back to the anthem, which for most of the audience's entire life was something that we all stood for, we all celebrated, and then we played football. And that element of the broadcast and the games has created this massive divide.
Right. And I think the anthem, what the anthem was the foundation of the tree, right? And so the anthem is where it started with Colin
Kaepernick. The stump.
Yeah,
the root, what the root of the tree,
whatever. However,
you're speaking Whig Latin again,
right? And now you have all these branches that break off from that tree, from
the nailing, executive branch,
the nailing of the national anthem. But it's simple when you look at. It's simple when you look at the message. And that, I think, is that's why I'd love to know what the breakdown is.
There was a breakdown. Real quick, Gallup did a poll in September of just views on sports. And in particular, Republicans and independents had dropped. Democrats stayed the same. But Republicans slipped from a plus 11 net positive score of the sports industry in 2019 to a net minus 35 today. Independents dropped from plus 26 to minus 10. So it's just, and sports across the board, likability. So it did show up among Republicans and independents much more so than Democrats.
Is there any, like, is there any factor when it comes to people? Do you think it is a factor that people are struggling financially and they object to watching highly compensated professional athletes? And they've, I mean, sometimes when we talk about this, people text in and say, we discovered during the pandemic that we didn't need sports. And
I think that's such such a minority, such a small part of the population. Yeah, you have the people that are butthurt that athletes make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Those people were always and will always be butthurt about how much money athletes make. They, nothing to do with the pandemic.
Are they not listening to music and not watching movies?
Did Gallup do a poll on butthurt, what that breakdown was?
Speaking of the pandemic, we're going to have to do pandemic coming up in about 10 minutes because we're a little late this morning. So we will play our tell Justin to hang on. He can be the first contestant up against Wiggy in pandemic coming up in a little bit. This is Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, morning crew.
What's up? What's up?
Hi, Jonathan.
What up?
Not too much, man. It's just, for me, it's kind of simple when it comes to these people that are not watching. Don't watch, because it goes to me. What am I trying to say here? It's more of a, it's not political, man. It's human rights, man. That's how these guys are viewing it. Like, where they come from, these issues are still going to be there if they feel like if they don't say something. So they have to. And if Russell Wilson having Breonna Taylor on the back of his helmet bothers you that much that you can't watch football, then don't watch ever again any of these sports, because these black athletes, they're black men too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they have to say something. That's how they feel that they don't have a choice in the matter.
But Jonathan, can I ask you a quick question about this? Because I found this interesting. Last week there was I believe it was the Ravens, but I might be wrong. There was a team that knelt for the national anthem, but then stood for the black national anthem. And my question is, everybody has always told me that this was not about the anthem. They weren't protesting the anthem. It was just a time where they could show their message to the public and get a reaction. So if you aren't protesting the anthem, why are you kneeling for the national anthem and standing for the black national anthem?
Well, Colin Kaepernick said it himself, and you can probably find the cut of him explaining this to you. He said it's because he doesn't feel that this country viewing him the same as everybody else. It doesn't represent the same thing that it does to everybody else. So for him and for most of these people that are taking a knee, it's just saying, listen, hear us out here. Treat us like human beings. Please stop killing us. It's kind of simple, man. And Wiggy said it there. I, the only part I disagree with you is just, blanket white people only thing. We gotta try to, because I seen the other dude, what is it, the other day, a video of a black dude with a Confederate flag talking about my grandpappy and all this. There's a lot of weird people out here, bro.
Jonathan.
I feel you. I'm not trying to discredit what you're saying, Wiggy.
I think it's like that, I know there are like black Republicans out there. We know there are black people who support Trump. But the majority, so that's why I say when you look at the breakdown of people that might not be watching, are the majority of the people that are not watching, is it white America because of the, and he's right, and Jonathan's right, it's the it's more of a social justice, human rights message that they're putting it rather than a political message. And so is that what's alienating a lot of white viewers?
You don't think LeBron James is a political advocate?
I know he is, but I think the thing that he pushes, the message is about the race element.
And 4 years ago, he was hosting rallies in Ohio for Hillary Clinton. I'm sure he'll be doing the same thing this year for Joe Biden.
And I wonder if that message is the reason why people alienated because of it, right? And that's where, and that's why I would love to know the breakdown, because we sit here and we break down and figure out what households are watching it versus not watching it.
But it's so hypocritical for these people to say, like, whatever, if it's politicians or whomever, when I would say they're protesting the anthem and they would say, you don't get it, they're not protesting the anthem. Well, if you're going to kneel for the national anthem and then stand for the black national anthem, then it's definitely that you're protesting the American national anthem.
But you heard from Ken this morning, that's not the issue. It's a lot of night hiking and a lot of night biking. That's what's going
That's
on.
True.
It's
true. Fishing.
It's night fishing. Camping. Night fishing, which I think is illegal. Like, you can't fish at night with a light. I believe that's illegal.
Well, you need a permit.
I sense a fishing in the dark rejoin coming up.
Oh, boy.
I think that's a good idea. All right. Coming up, we will play Pandemic. So you could call if you want to go up against Wiggy in our global pandemic game, which is called Pandemic. And then at 9:30 this morning, we will be joined by Cam Newton, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. So lots to talk to Cam Newton about at 9:30 today. You can listen on the radio, or you can stream that interview with Cam on the radio.com app or via WEEI.com.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Subaru of New England Final Chance Clearance Event. It's going on now. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. 2-0 Raiders will be the opponent for the Patriots coming up 1 o'clock Sunday. They beat the Saints last night 34-24. Rattled off 24 unanswered points. Derek Carr looked good. Their tight end, Darren Waller, was huge in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's a big win for them.
Huge win.
That's the Raiders are a good team. So now when you win on Sunday, we should be able to really give the Pats the credit that they deserve.
Or maybe the Saints are just overrated. I mean, they're missing Michael Thomas, so that's a big loss.
See, here we go. Excuse making already.
Well, the Patriots are 6-point favorites. That's not viewed as a major threat to them.
Well, what that says to me, Curtis, is how bad the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really are, because they lost to that Saints team, and the Raiders were able to beat them.
Good point.
That
is a disaster in progress down there.
I love how
Wiggy's, Tampa Bay.
Wiggy's already giving the Pats the win. It's so great. I cannot wait for Sunday.
Yeah, now, I got them winning.
Speaking of Tampa, Wiggy had me pull this cut. Bruce Arians was asked about Gronk's lack of production in the passing game. Pretty interesting answer here.
Not really. He got a nice pass interference call for us. Missed him on the over route. We're not throwing the ball 50 times to the tight ends, so that's what we got receivers for. That's where our offense is built.
Not throwing 50 times to the tight ends.
I'd be like, Brady, listen, bro, guess what? I'm retiring, because I ain't come out of retirement to block. I could have did that in New England. Mm-hmm. He could have came here and caught more passes for the Patriots
than
he would down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you're right.
One question Belichick got twice yesterday was from Mike Giardi of NFL Network about the Patriots working with his footwork, with the footwork of Cam Newton, marrying his head to his feet. Have you heard this narrative, Wiggy? Basically, it sounds like the Patriots are trying to say, we've really changed his mechanics. Mm-hmm. OMF asked Bill about this yesterday. He kind of downplayed it a bit.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a dramatic improvement. I'd say there's a couple things that, you know, we've asked him to work on, talk to him about. He understood them, and he's worked on them.
So, do you see that, though, behind-the-scenes narrative of, we've changed, we're taking credit now for the rebirth of Cam, his mechanics?
Wouldn't you, when you look at the way he throws the football? Think about it. We know what Cam could do with his legs, but the way that we're seeing throw the football, his decision-making, hey, my first read's not there, second read's not there, third read, check down. You're starting.
Is that something you could see in, for instance, that throw to N'Keal Harry, which was kind of behind him a little bit? You remember that one where he was kind of off balance and threw that ball? Is that something? So is that essentially what you're saying is different about Cam Newton this year?
I think there are a lot of things different about him when he's throwing the football. And, you know, maybe that's a question we ask him. Well, you know, there are specific things that obviously Bill talked about. But you could see it to me, I think it's more about decision making. And that's the biggest thing. And that's why you're able to make the smart play. You know, get the guy the ball that is open, and if there's not a guy that's open, you know, then you use your athletic ability.
Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Vic Fangio, $100,000 lighter. $100,000 fines for not wearing masks, and the team's fine, $250,000.
They Belichick were wearing masks, they just weren't wearing them right.
Well, so at some point, Carroll had it off completely.
And do they Venmo that or write a check? How does that work?
how do
payroll
you handle
deduction.
That? What do you do when it's a fine that big? Charges against Robert Kraft in Florida for solicitation likely to be dropped. Celtics Heat's been a long wait. Game 4 not until tomorrow night. But you've got Red Sox baseball tonight on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. And it's the debut of Nick Pivetta, 7:30. The big return in the Workman Embry trade. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready.
Couple things before we get to pandemic. Number one, Wiggy, when it comes to Wiggy, if you're going to text in and tell me, threaten me that you're not going to listen to the show anymore because you don't agree with Wiggy's opinions, you're not going to accomplish anything. Wiggy has just as much of a right to say anything he wants as anybody else does on this show or at this radio station. So you're triggering a lot of people. I don't know what the issue is. When it comes to the text line, there are a lot of people that you have triggered. I don't know who they are or what their issue is.
It's the racist. Right. That's who's triggered.
Here's the question I asked, and Jonathan called in. He touched on it a little bit. And I need somebody that is not watching this NFL or sports and explain to me, why does it bother you that it says Black Lives Matter on the court, or it says end racism, or it says Breonna Taylor, or it says George Floyd.
Right. Like, so can we do that coming up in a little bit?
Sure, show, man. You can
Wiggy.
Do
it.
Can we just?
No, it's the Wiggy show.
You can do what you want.
Don't send the bat signal out to Scott from the South Shore. I don't. Lifetime ban on Scott from the South Shore, as he now calls himself.
All right, Wiggy. Yo. Are you there?
We have to clean out some of the audio archives in here.
When you do that, it's a bat signal to him, and he feels like you want him to call the show, and he's not allowed to call the show. Did he call the station over the weekend at all?
No.
Okay, good.
He wasn't listening. It was Nick and Ken on. So.
Is he all right? Because he's kind of been following you for a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you done like a wellness check on him?
I haven't. I'm not that concerned.
No. Just check Twitter.
That's fine.
I haven't had sex in 5 months.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Right. So, yes, Wiggy, we will give you the opportunity to speak to somebody or maybe several of those who are not watching sports anymore. Okay. We will absolutely do that coming up. But right now, this.
It's time to play Who's More Pandemic?
It's not rocket science.
All right. 617-779-7937 if you'd like to play this morning. And, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and the game is pretty simple. Danielle will share with you a potential headline. You have to determine whether it is a real headline or a fake pandemic-related headline. You versus Wiggy. And if you win, you get yourself a fabulous WEEI pen. They are the favored pen of Mrs. Wiggins.
She loves them.
She loves them. This is Justin. Is she writing a lot of letters or lists or what? What is she?
She does a lot of writing.
She does a lot of writing. A journal. Does she have a journal, Mrs. Wiggins?
Well, every night she talks about how great the last hour and a half was.
Okay. All right, Justin, you're up first. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to see you again or talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you. All right, Danielle, what do we got for Justin and Wiggy first off?
Temple University has announced that, in the wake of the story we discussed the other day about the English language being the most risky when it comes to droplets, the only classes this semester they're going to allow in person on campus will be fully immersive foreign language classes in which no English is permitted to be spoken at all.
Temple University.
Yeah. Yes.
Wiggy?
I believe that's a true story.
You believe that's
true?
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Justin?
I believe that's true as well.
You believe that is a true story? Is that true or is that...
Gentlemen, I am sorry. It is fake.
That's fake. It's very believable, though. Mm-hmm.
It is. Wait a second. I thought the English language was the worst when it comes to spreading droplets.
That part is true.
Yes.
Right. The rest of it was not.
It's the most dangerous language, the English language, when it comes to the droplet spread. But thankfully, no college, or at least Temple, hasn't done that yet.
Yes.
That's probably coming. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Danielle, how's Prim?
She's good. She's good. She's being a little fresh, but she's good. Thank you. My little three-legged nutcase. An alligator wrestling attraction in Gainesville, Florida, had to be shut down only 6 weeks after it reopened. After six people came down with COVID-19, local Department of Health officials believe that the virus transferred from person to person via the alligator's outer surface. So now not even alligator wrestling is safe.
Okay, so the alligator theoretically didn't have COVID.
Right, but it acted as a transmission medium.
People were petting the alligators.
It's like the surface.
Yeah.
Well,
COVID lives on alligators.
How long does the virus live on an alligator's skin, lifeguard? Do you know?
18 days.
Okay. Wiggy, is that true or false?
This is true. I think it's because the whole surface thing, somebody's wrestling with an alligator who's got corona, and then another person touches it and forget it. There you go.
Okay.
Super spreader.
Brian, what do you think?
I think that's false.
Okay.
The water washes it away, I think.
Brian is correct. That is a false story. I do not have information on alligator transmission, but there was no wrestling attraction that had to be shut down.
All right. Brian, you have won a WEEI pen. Hang on. If you'd like to play, call 617-779-7937. When it comes to pets, what was the concern? The cats and there have been dogs and cats
who've gotten
that get the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, they did. I want to say it, maybe in China, somewhere overseas, they had done a bunch of testing and they found that they'd come across about 100 cats that did show evidence of having the coronavirus antibodies, and they were asymptomatic. So they think that the pets, domesticated pets, can get it as well.
Huh.
So and if they can get it, and you wouldn't they be able to pass it to you?
That's why you don't let your dog lick your face.
My dog never licks my face.
But I don't want Wiggy spreading more misinformation.
That has not been determined definitively.
Right. That is, the CDC will release that later on.
And then recall it from their website. Yeah, okay. It's going to be amazing.
Are they putting John on, or what's the deal in there? I see constant contestants wanting to call and play, but nobody is selecting those who would like to call and play. This is John from Brockton. Hello, John.
Hi, good morning, Greg. How are you? I just want to ask Wiggy one question. He was asking the question about why, people tune out about the Black Lives Matter. I just want to ask him, what does he think about guys like Leo Terrell, people like Herschel Walker, people like Burgess Owens that have a whole different twist on Black Lives Matter? And again, I see what they say. It's not like what they say, it's just hyperbole.
John, we're right in the middle of playing Pandemic. Can we one break from this? For 1 minute.
He slipped out with him. I think he meant Candace Owens, too.
Maybe he did mean Candace Owens. Yeah, maybe.
I think he meant Terrell Owens.
Hey, that is my quarterback, though, man.
Mike from Framingham. Mike, you want to play Pandemic against Wiggy?
Yeah, no, I didn't call for Pandemic. I called for something else also.
All right, you're going to have to hang on. See, Wiggy, this is why I didn't want you to...
I didn't do anything,
yes,
man.
You did. You said, I have one question.
Curtis is screening calls, man. Curtis is letting these people through. You know who will play Pandemic? Scott from Raymond.
Dump that. Wiggy.
I'm pissed off right now.
I wonder if his mother would play Pandemic.
I'm sure she would, but he's probably got her locked up with no phone access.
He doesn't allow her to do anything.
Oh, man.
Well, I suppose the good thing is we only gave away one pen, so our pen supply is intact.
Well, that is good.
I don't know.
I think the audience is reacting to your game here. I don't know.
Here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
What's going on?
What's up, Tom? You ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go. What do you got, Danielle?
Experts are considered the second wave will actually be a different disease. Thousands of people in northwest China have tested positive for a bacterial disease after a leak from a state-owned biopharma plant that was making vaccines at the end of last year.
All right, read the beginning of that again. Experts are...
Experts are concerned the second wave, like this whole second wave in the fall that we thought we were going to see of COVID, actually won't be COVID. We'll see another disease that's going to cause a whole separate pandemic. Because all these workers,
another quarantine.
Yep.
Wiggy,
I believe that. I believe that. Yeah, because they, you know, vaccines. They're probably dealing with all types of who knows what they're dealing with, and they make a super coronavirus, and now we get a spinoff from it.
Tom,
no, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
Wiggy wins. Yes. This is true.
That is not, are you all kidding right, me?
Told
no,
you.
There were manufacturing animal vaccines for Brucella, which is a zoonotic disease, and they used expired disinfectant when they cleaned the facility, so the air ducts weren't properly cleaned. So I think somewhere in the vicinity of a little over 3,200 workers have been infected by the bacteria.
Are we going to be locked back into our homes again?
Yes.
All it takes is one to come over here and then forget about it.
Oh, did you hear that? Charlie and Marty are applauding.
Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
Hi, David.
I am ready to go.
All right. What do you got, Danielle?
This is an irrational fear along the lines of the earworm. A woman in Colorado visited a local testing site to get a COVID rapid test because she was having like some tickling in her nose. She thought she might have something coming on, wanted to make sure it wasn't coronavirus. When a technician removed the swab from her sinus cavity, they pulled out a spider egg pouch. And they think that's what was causing the nasal tickling.
No, thank you.
Hard pass on that one.
That's true. That roach is being pulled out of people's ears. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Nasty.
What do you think, David?
That is just as true as pickles come from cucumbers.
Which I did not know.
You did not. Well, I'm going to school you again here, gentlemen, because that story is fake.
Is it fake?
Yes, right. That is
well
fake.
Played. Well played. Right.
But
you got to sleep with the thing that on your ears and nose.
Yeah.
Had it been, then it crawls in your mouth. Had it been true, would that have been a positive corona test?
Yes.
That's what I want to know. All right.
COVID Thank spider.
Right. She died from a COVID spider bite.
Correct.
All right. We got one more. Time for one more, I think. Frank. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, everyone. How's things?
Hey, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Good morning.
All right. Surveillance video from Ireland recently went viral to show an elderly man walking into a convenience store and stopping at the slushy machine, which he mistook for a hand sanitizing station. The man spent several seconds pouring the red cherry slushy all over his hands and then proceeded to rub it on his forearms.
That is definitely true.
That's true.
My godfather's like 94 years old, and I know if I took him to, like, you know, he would probably go in there and do the same thing.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Frank,
what do you think?
If you said lemon lime, I would have said true, but I'm going fake.
You want fake?
That's true.
That happened,
and there's surveillance video online.
I could see him going. Oh, wow, Jay, this hand sanitizer is really cold.
What a waste of a delicious slushie.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, it's a little convenience store. There's a red and a blue slushie machine right as you walk in the door. The guy, poor old guy, he shuffles in, turns to the thing, puts his hand underneath, like presses up the little nozzle, and gets a handful of slushie. Awful.
All right. Well, there you go. We finally got there. That is pandemic. We'll
play it. That's enough.
We'll play it again Thursday at 8. So you'll have another chance to beat Wiggy coming up Thursday at 8. Next hour, Cam Newton joins us at 9:30 on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show. This is WEEI.
Careful, they bite.
Is that Joan Jett?
Joan Jett's birthday today.
Oh.
You know that's a Bruce song, right?
No, I did not know that.
Bruce wrote that.
Really?
And then Joan Jett and Michael J. Fox performed it for the film.
Oh, really, kid?
Yes, yes.
Mike Fox.
Yes. So.
You know, Albie knows him.
How old is Joan Jett?
62 today.
All right. No risk when it comes to the whole man jinx there, I don't think.
Yeah, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That should be the name of the show. Laird and the Blackhearts.
She still looks good for her age.
Aren't you the black soul?
What was that one song, that classic hit that she had? With the video, she's like...
I love rock and roll.
She's like walking through...
Crimson and Clover?
Is it Oombop?
No. Was it I Love Rock and Roll? She's
Macarena.
Like, she's like walking through the
Cupid
city.
Cupid Shuffle.
I'm asking the question because
I'm just asking the question, caller. Ooh, Lou Vega.
Is that what it was, I Love Rock and Roll? Danielle, you would know.
I think that's what you're referring to, yes.
You say these things, and nobody has any idea what you're asking.
It was
or
a huge
about.
Video.
How is that different than any other point of the
all
show?
Morning.
It's a giant video. She's walking through the city. I mean, if you... How can I remember the Joan Jett video? And you're supposed to be the radio man about rock and roll, and you're like...
I know music. I don't know every video.
Well, should you not
have known? Didn't you work at V66?
Hate myself for loving you, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I can't hear anything. Hate myself for loving you?
I think
you?
That was that video.
Yes.
Shouldn't you know that, Greg? You were on the radio for 28 years of rock and roll. You should know everything about rock and roll.
Greg,
I do. I don't know everything about Joan Jett videos.
It was a classic video. I mean,
I Googled Joan Jett walking through city. And it popped up. I hate myself for loving you.
Well, see, there you go.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you, Internet.
I mean,
Google speaks Wiggy.
You played in the NFL. You don't even know who Burgess Owens is.
It's Candace Owens.
No.
What?
Burgess Owens, I think it's Candace. I believe is the father of Candace Owens. Played in the NFL. And I think he's currently running for governor somewhere.
In Utah, I think.
In Utah. So... You might have to school yourself when it comes to the history of the league that you played in.
Well, he played.
Do you know who Burgess Meredith is?
Yes.
Okay. Who's Burgess Meredith?
That was an actor.
Yes. Okay. Right? Yes. What was his most famous role?
I don't know what his most famous role was.
My Left Foot.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that was.
His most famous role was probably the Penguin in the original Batman television series.
Well, that the original Batman television series was from the 1950s.
Correct.
Greg, I wasn't even a glimmer.
Well, you didn't watch it on Channel 38 when you got home from school?
No, not really. I mean, I seen it as I got, as I was the reruns.
Were you a Movie Loft fan with Dana Hersey?
No.
Well, you know him from Rocky. I mean,
did you watch The Game Is On?
Oh, that's Nick. Okay. Yeah.
Women, we can lay.
I didn't know what his name was. I didn't know what Mick's name was.
Well, in the video, she's walking through a city.
Yeah, well, here we go. I hate loving you, whatever the song was.
I hate the show.
I hate myself for loving you is the name of the Joan Jett song that you are referring to.
Well, I like I said, she has had a lot of hits. I know who Joan Jett is.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Dale sings that in the shower.
Oh, that's a visual I didn't need. Thank you. You're the best, Ken.
I did not know Burgess Owens was Candace Owens' dad.
I don't think that's true, by the way.
I'm going to find out.
He is not her dad.
This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Turns out.
How you doing? How you doing? A couple things. First off, you were talking about Marcus Pouncey earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot to give the reason why he took the name off. You found out the guy was involved in a drive-by shooting that Pittsburgh never disclosed or didn't know or whatever. And the other thing, talking to friends that don't want to watch the NFL, people always say, like, they want to have a conversation, but it's not they want to have a conversation. They want to have a monologue, because if somebody like this doesn't disagree with the Black Lives Matter, the group, is because they're communists and stuff like that. People think that a white person is racist for saying that. And they say that, you know, a lot of the people are getting shot are not complying, and the black-on-black crime and how white people are being shot more than cops and all this other stuff. So that's another thing that pisses people off.
Well, listen, if we can settle this now,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to talk about it for another hour, I'm happy to get an answer to your question.
Right.
Okay? So Ken's lead this morning at 6 at the start of the show was that ratings were down significantly for Sunday Night Football this past week. Week 1 to week 2, Patriots-Seahawks down 5 million viewers. Is that
17% in total audience.
Okay. All right.
Per the overnights.
Ken suggested during his lead that it was because during the pandemic, people started to take up outdoor hobbies like bicycling and hiking and fishing. And
night
therefore,
fishing.
Bike fishing. Hike fishing or bike fishing?
Night fishing.
Oh, night fishing.
Yeah. Ice fishing.
Okay. And I have metrics to back it up, and I've been mocked relentlessly for 3 hours for it.
That's not why we mock you.
Right. So Wiggy then said, can't be that. We spoke to some callers who suggested it is because of fatigue when it comes to political messages.
Mm-hmm.
I think in general, most normal people, those who aren't ridiculously obsessed, are completely fatigued. Doesn't matter what side you're on.
Oh, I'm wiped out.
Aren't you just fatigued by the whole entire thing and sick of it?
It's nonstop fighting, nonstop everything, nonstop exposure.
Can you go on the social media without being driven away into your cocoon or whatever? Personally, I'm fatigued. However, that doesn't stop my enjoyment of NBA basketball. I will be tuning in tomorrow night to watch the Celtics. I watch the Celtics Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. I'm going to watch the Patriots Sunday. I'm going to watch the Patriots every single game the season. It doesn't bother me.
And you watch the All-22 after.
But you want an answer on why people are bothered when it comes to seeing a political message in sports, right?
Yeah,
That's what you want?
Well, when we know what the message is, right? The message is just to end racism, equality for black people, right?
Well, there's lots of different messages.
Right, but
what are you saying? We know the message.
But we know the base of the message.
There are lots of individual players, groups,
right,
who have lots of different goals and messages.
But
is it not possible for somebody to just be fatigued with all of that during sports and want one thing to be an escape from the incessant whining, complaining, arguing over politics? Is that not possible without making a determination about what that person's own personal beliefs are?
And Wiggy, quickly, isn't it like you're at Thanksgiving dinner and you're walking around with the hors d'oeuvres are being passed and you step into a group of people that are angrily discussing the election? Mm-hmm. You are like, no thanks. You continue walking to go talk to other people who are talking about lighter hearted things because it's your time off. You're trying to relax. That was what I would compare to the coverage specifically in the NBA, where it's you're arriving at a dinner table where everybody's talking about all the problems America has when you're just trying to sit down and see the Celtics win a game.
Sounds like white privilege to me.
Right. And Ken is, he might say it a little jokingly.
You're such an Esther.
Kenny. No,
but the message is to, isn't the message around ending racism and equality for black people? Right now, there might be some things that kind of spin off of that, like, you know, education reform or prison reform. But the foundation of the message is ending racism and equality for black people, right? So if you look at these leagues, it's end racism, Black Lives Matter, right? It's, you know, equality. Those are the things that are on the courts that you might see on helmets, that you see on the back
of the NBA, they care about equality, except for in China. So just remember that.
Right. I mean, and I understand that part, Curtis.
This texter says, go try and buy yourself a bicycle or a bicycle rack because you can't get them. So maybe Ken is right.
Yeah, listen, I don't even have a bike, let alone many bikes that would necessitate an entire bike rack.
Yeah, I couldn't get a bike for my kid for the longest time. I had to find one off of
thank eBay. You very much. 855, but been proven correct.
Oh, my God.
Captain Sourdough.
Bass Pro Shops is completely out of rods and reels.
But don't you look at, see, that's where I think, when you think, I don't look at this as a political, you know, healthcare for everybody, you know, lower taxes. I look at this, the message, we kind of know what, and so I asked, that's why I asked the question, what it is that upsets you about them saying we want to end racism?
Yes, and is it okay with you if they tell you that it's not the message, but it is the message, whatever the message is, being inserted in the middle of their sports? Is it okay if they tell you that? You want to make a determination that it is people reacting to what the message.
So a sticker on a helmet bothers you?
It doesn't bother me, Wiggy. It may bother some people. Like, do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking the question.
It's fatigue.
What bothers you about a sticker on a helmet?
It's not specifically a sticker on a helmet, Wiggy. It's also the fact that we all now know all these athletes, far more about them because of social media. We're directly accessing their thoughts in real time during major political moments. So there are people that are going to be alienated or felt alienated because they differ in their beliefs and they don't want to sit there and be lectured.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I kind of agree. Wiggy, I hear what you're saying to an extent, but I kind of agree with Greg a lot more. Like, I'm all for the Black Lives Matter movement and all that stuff. Like, I'm not a racist or anything like that. I'm just a white kid from Danvers. But when I want to sit down on Sunday, I just want to watch the game and, like, not have all this stuff thrown in my face at all times. Like, that should be the escape. Like, I don't need to live this 24/7, 7 days a week. It's like, it gets a little much sometimes. But at the same time, like, I get the importance of what's going on.
Steve, do you watch the games?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, I guess I'm asking the people who, I understand you might have a fatigue for it, but there's people who go, I'm changing the channel because I saw a commercial that was for, you know, ending racism, and that bothered me. That's why I'm asking the question. When you see in the NFL, if they have it on the sideline, whether it's banners, like, that bothers you.
But what I'm asking, you're always asking that we try to move the needle.
Right.
Okay? I'm asking you to try to listen to this and understand this. Is it possible that a considerable portion of those who aren't watching sports in general are not doing it because they disagree with whatever the message is, but because they are fatigued with hearing the message when they are just looking for an escape? They just want to watch a football game. They just want to watch a basketball game. They just want to watch a hockey game. Can you understand that?
I
it's not driven by something inside them
right.
that is objecting to the message.
I can understand that, but when the message is centered around human rights, and that's, it's like the Me Too movement. It, even if you don't agree or don't necessarily understand or whatever it is that you want to, you still kind of know what they're fighting for.
There are people who don't watch award shows anymore.
Correct.
Because of the constant political messages that are interjected into them. I mean, look at the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody watched the Emmys Sunday night. There was like five people watching.
Sucked because it was virtual.
They were all related to Jimmy Kimmel. Yes.
I mean, Greg hasn't watched one Red Sox game ever since they put the BLM sign outside of Fenway.
Well, Greg.
He misread it. He thought it said BLT.
Greg, but isn't that different, though, with the Emmys? Because now you have Jimmy
By the way, I would watch more baseball if they had the pause for a guy who had scaled the back of the Green Monster and was able to get into Fenway. I would watch that.
We would all watch that.
I liked when they had that drone delay also earlier this year when the drone was in there.
The Red Sox are best this year during delays.
But don't you think with the Emmys and like Jimmy Kimmel and award speeches.
The other guy.
Yeah, well, you know, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep.
Don't you to continue to talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about. Where in sports, you can't really get that from the athlete. The athlete is playing the game. So what you get is maybe a sticker or maybe names on the back of the jerseys in basketball.
Well, sure, but they have a platform 23 other hours a day.
Right, but that's...
Every one of them has...
But you don't have to follow them 23 hours a day. Right. You don't have to be concerned with what they're doing.
Well, the players want you to be following them because
right,
they want
but you don't. But you don't have to, right? So when the
you don't have to do anything. That's just a silly argument.
But when the game is on, we're talking about when the game's on. That message isn't really being shoved down your throat, similar to an Emmys award, where the guy who's hosting it can talk all the time about what's going on and make jokes about it. Wherein as the game, it might be some banners, it might be a sticker, it might be names on the back of the jerseys.
Here's somebody who says, Wiggy, and you watch a lot of television, you watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
This texter says, imagine your favorite Netflix show
mm-hmm.
pausing in the middle of it
mm-hmm.
to interject a political message. Would you be happy about that?
But sports don't do that, though. Do athletes just stop in the middle of the game and take a knee?
Well, would you be bothered by
your favorite? The Patriots win.
What's your favorite show on Netflix? But that you watch.
My favorite
right now?
Show right now is Power. Chapter Two.
Okay. Would you be bothered by constant political messages on whatever the characters are wearing? In the middle of the show.
No, if they're wearing clothes in the show and it's in. It doesn't. It's not deviating from the show, and that's what the message is not. In sports, is the message deviating from the game?
I think the issue is that some people are capable of, like Greg said before, of separating mm-hmm. whatever is going on politically from their actual experience with enjoying and watching the game. Some people get so fixated on it for whatever reason
mm-hmm.
that they can't. They can't. It's just. It's
fatigue.
Like something stupid. They're
fatigue.
Just like. No, he's like, can't do it. And
the best
out.
Word is fatigue. There's people who are tired of it.
But the most incredible image was that Thursday opener. We had a moment of unity with all the athletes joining, and that got booed. Like, was that fatigue? It was like the first game of the year.
That was.
There wasn't even a message. It was just unity, and it got booed.
Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Mr. Wiggy. I just want to say, huge fan of yours. You're the best.
Thank you.
Hey, you have a great day, brother.
Oh, all right. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, a little
okay.
shout out.
Plant call.
Drive-by shout out.
Plant call.
Here's a text that says Wiggy is the problem. Ruining sports radio.
Well, we know that, but be specific.
Because I'm talking about something that they've never heard for.
They don't like when you talk about
50 years in this city.
I don't think they like when you speak.
Tell that man to shut up.
Oh, that
shut Wiggy's mic off. Between him, Ken, and Curtis, this show is unlistenable.
It's awful. I never listen except for the 50 times I text every morning.
The other two don't know anything about sports. What are you doing over there?
I mean, we could get deep into the weeds if you want to talk about the three.
Did you just say deep into the weeds?
You want to talk about the three three techniques. And coverages and you know corner blitzes. I mean, we could do that.
This is Jeff. Hold on a second. Hey, Jeff, what's
That's
up?
That's deep in the weave, Daniel.
Yeah, baby, I got you.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
You pat that down.
Hey, guys. Well, one, I do like Wiggy. I really wanted to say I liked having Wiggy. I was hoping he was going to be full-time. But, you know, lately, he's just so one-sided. Here's my point of view. My brother's a police officer, and when there was those five slain Dallas police officers, the Cowboys couldn't even put their names or even a badge on their helmet. The NFL said no, they were going to be fined. But now all of a sudden, it's okay to put other people's names. Is there innocent victims? Of course there is. Is there tragedies? Of course there is. But how do you think Jacob Blake's, you know, the person that accused him of rape, how do you think she feels seeing his name on the back of an NFL player's helmet?
Yeah, she's probably...
How do you justify that?
She's probably ticked off. She's probably pissed off about the situation because, in her eyes, Jacob Blake is a criminal, right?
But she's black, though. Her life matters, too.
Right. Here's the thing.
And her point of view matters, but she can't do anything.
Right.
And here's Villanueva from the Steelers getting, you know... People are pissed at him because he put a slain veteran's name. My brother's a police officer. He's also a veteran. You should be able to honor whoever you want. It shouldn't be a certain set of people. And that's the problem. The problem is only one point of view is being put across, not everybody.
But see, I blame the NFL for that one, Jeff, because I agree with both Marcus Pouncey and Villanueva, who put a slain, I think it was like a Navy SEAL, black Navy SEAL, on his helmet. You should have the right to put people's names on there that you feel like means something to you. It shouldn't be you got to put Breonna Taylor's or you got to put George Floyd's. It should be something that means something to you. And I disagree with the NFL on that one. I don't think they should have the right to say, hey, here's what you need to put on the back of your helmet.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't understand it because I love sports. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I've said this 50 times. I don't mind a political message, whatever that message is, in the middle of whatever is, you know, as long as I'm watching a football game, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But there are people that clearly are having an issue with it. And it's when it comes to the NFL, it's got to be affecting their bottom line. I mean, 5 yeah. million less viewers on Sunday night?
Of course it is. And that's why I said when Goodell came out and said that, you know, he didn't really say Kaepernick was in the right, but maybe we should have listened, that even alienated more fans.
Yeah, and listen, I hear somebody who says Wiggy is right. The people who have the fatigue problem are all white. Maybe that's maybe true. Maybe it is. Maybe you are right. I don't know.
I don't know.
They're tired of being told what bad people they are, to be honest.
Well, I mean, maybe they feel like, and I can't speak for them, but maybe they feel like when you go at them, they feel like, oh, you instantly think that they're a racist, and that's where they get upset, and that's where maybe that comes from. Mm-hmm. I don't say that the people that don't agree with the message are racist. I ask, why is it that you don't, not I have to understand, but see what they're basically arguing, not arguing about, but what they're trying to say.
Express to you. Mm-hmm.
Express to you, which is just
get you to understand.
End racism and equality, right? Yeah. Now, there might be other some things that you don't agree with, whether it's the Jacob Blake and some of the situations or, you know, the George Floyd situation. But
the underlying message is the same. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got to take a break. We will talk with Cam Newton, the quarterback of your New England Patriots, in about 20 minutes at 9:30 on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.